Hello and welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Weekman. Mitch is off, but happen to have someone who's going to take Mitch's place and happens to be the mayor of Eufaula, Alabama. So Jack Tibbs. And so we're excited to have him here because lots of major tournaments come this way. And so National Professional Fishing League and Major League Fishing. And of course, Bass has been here. So Jack, tell us, how does Eufaula stack up when it comes to bass fishing? Is it actually the capital of the world?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a great fishery. We've had that claim for quite a while.
Right.
The capital of the world, bass fishing capital of the world. And we're the big bass capital of the world. And we've got a big statue downtown to prove it.
That's right. So who can deny it?
So we've got a big fish downtown that our Manny statue is 12 by 5 and looks just like a live bass coming out of the water. He's pretty cool. He's a great photo op for visitors that come to our city.
Tell us what's the draw. Like what's the draw that brings anglers here? The facilities?
Well, it's a combination of a lot of things. The facilities, I mean, Lake Eufaula has got a great history, you know, from day one of when this all started, when the bass boom right. hit, you know, back in the late 60s with Ray Scott. So everybody wants to come to the legendary Lake Eufaula, and it's like any other lake. It has its highs and its lows, but it's been on a pretty good high here lately as far as how the fishing's been, and the unique thing about Eufaula, it fits so many different styles of fishing. Anglers can come if they like to fish boat docks or riprap or grass or right now brush piles. There's brush piles everywhere, ledges. I mean, we got you covered. Everything you want to fish is in this lake.
Wow. So spectacular year-round fishing?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's better, of course, certain times of the year, but it's good most of the year. This year's been a little bit different with a lot of rain and extreme cold weather for us.
Right.
Extended periods of cold weather, but still, you know, on any given day, you can go out there and bust a pretty big bag and catch a 7 or 8 pounder. So it's a great lake.
And it's warming up. So once those bass start heading to the bank,
it's fixing to get crazy. Yeah. It's crazy.
You guys probably give them little blankets so when they're on the bed, they don't get cold. Is that right?
Yeah. We take them milk. So there's already been a wave up there.
Uh-huh.
And of course, this next April. March, the next full moon in March.
Right.
It should be a big push. A big push. So
what's your biggest bass out of Eufaula?
I've caught several over 10.
Wow.
Over 10. Biggest tournament bass was 9, and this is back when they counted ounces, 9.15.
9.15.
9.15. I missed a 10-pounder by 1 ounce, but...
I bet you got a check for big bass, didn't you?
I won that tournament. Yeah.
I had
28 pounds. So
28 pounds.
You can get a pretty good bag when you got almost a 10-pounder in the bag.
Yeah. That's really something right there.
Yeah.
Talk to us about the facilities around the lake. So because you're the mayor, so you'll know, like, housing. How about the housing?
So there's more and more Airbnbs that are popping up, and a lot of fishermen utilize those. A lot of guys like to bring their families and camp. There's
right.
campsites, really nice campsites. Actually, in our city limits, we have the state park.
Right.
We have White Oak Creek down on the south end of the city, and then there's Eufaula Campground. That's right in the middle of the city, right there on Shawala Creek. So great camping facilities, and then we also have We have a large variety of hotels, including a Hampton Inn, and then we're blessed to have a state park here.
Right.
The state park has cabins and nice cottages on the water, and also a nice lodge with traditional hotel rooms.
Right. So, lodging, places to eat. Now I know there's some great places to eat because last time I was here, we ate pretty good.
Yeah. Tell us. I didn't get this from.
You know, a mayor's like responsible to go to every place and eat, right? So that's diplomatic, you know.
It's my duty.
It's your duty.
It's my duty.
What are some of the places that stick out?
Well, you have
angler friendly.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. Well, they're all going to be angler friendly, but we have Cajun Corner, which is a great restaurant. River
yep.
City Grill. We have Mexican restaurants. If you like Mexican, El Jalisco's is a great
right.
place, and they're right in our historic part of our downtown. So it's just a nice little area down there. We have Brickstone Burgers, best burgers in the world.
Wow!
And if they're lucky enough to get breakfast, they can go by the Donut King.
The Donut King.
Don't come to Eufaula and not go to the Donut King. Donut King, the best donuts in the world.
What you guys can't see is Will George is sitting right over there. Will, stick your head in here. Show him. So anyway, this morning, instead of having an orange or an apple, who shows up with a couple boxes of donuts? So he's actually bribing. He's bribing anglers to test his rain suit out. That's insane because he's got the best rain suit there is in the world. But he's out there bribing him with the donuts.
With those donuts, he's going to sell a lot of rain suits.
Oh, he likes hearing that.
Yeah, they're great. They've won best donut in the state several times. I mean, and they just melt in your mouth. It's like something from heaven. So they're great. But of course, we've got a lot of the. Typical fast food place, a lot of fishermen like that.
Right.
We are the smallest city in the country to
yes.
have a Chick-fil-A.
Really?
And we have the largest burger, one of the largest Burger Kings in the world.
Is that right?
We have a large Burger King, brand new, $4 million facility.
Be dog.
The largest Domino's in the world. I mean, you can go in with 20 people and sit down in Domino's. You can't do that in the Domino's, no. And we've got, so we're working really hard. We've got some new restaurants coming. So,
right.
So very, very soon we'll have a really nice restaurant on the water.
On the water.
Down at Barber Creek. I think that's going to happen based on what happened yesterday. So I can't say a lot about it. I don't want to jinx it, but it'll be really nice where if you're out there practicing in a tournament and you get hungry, just whip over there and pull in, get out of your boat. They're going to have
docks
pull it up. So that'll be super cool to have that on the water. So, but you can do that at Lake Point also. Lake Point also
yep.
has a great restaurant,
yep.
and there's a dock facility there. You can pull up and go in and have lunch, or they have a lot of good deals on.
They had an evening special last night. It was two meals for $10.
Oh yeah,
it was like a great big chicken fried steak, mashed potatoes, dessert, green beans.
Exactly.
It was like.
We have another restaurant that the fishermen really like, and that's Sam's Kitchen. And Sam's is right here close to Lake Point, so if you're staying there, you can come to Sam's. And at lunchtime, they have a really great lunch. And I hate to eat there because I need to go take a nap after I eat there. But for a small town, we've got some really nice eating places.
Who knew that this was really the home of the biggest? Big bass, big restaurants, largest. How about crappie? We got people that watch our show love crappie fishing. You best have some crappie in this lake.
This lake is off the chain, crappie wise. Crappie and cat fishing is unbelievable here, and it's been kind of undiscovered until the last couple of years. And most of those brush piles that I that right. I mentioned. You know, there's a lot of brush piles out there.
Right.
It's not bass fishermen putting them in. It's crappie fishing. Crappie fishermen. So, so now, traditionally, crappie's really good in the spring to fish.
Right.
It's 24/7 now, 365 wow. days a year, and we've got several crappie guides here that just stay booked right. up. And,
wow.
And people love to go with those guides because they know they're going to take home a mess of fish.
And you have a bunch of bass guides too, right?
Got several bass guides, and there's some pretty good ones here.
Yeah,
pretty good guides here.
See, we have to give a shout out to Sam Williams because that's who I'm staying with.
Yeah, I was fixing to mention Sam. Sam is a great guide, and he does a lot for the community. I can't say enough about Sam. He has a charitable tournament every year, and
right.
and he's been running that now for I'm going to say close to 20 years.
I think it is.
Yeah, it's tough to win. I won it one time.
Oh.
I've been second. I've been third. I've been fourth. But I finally won it a few years ago. It's always for a good cause.
Yeah. Sam definitely runs that. And if you contact him, his Hawks Guide Service, if he is busy, he'll find someone else. So he's in contact. So that really right. helps. So.
Right. Right, yeah. Like I said, Sam is really good for the community. He does a lot of stuff.
A lot of benefit tournaments happen down here.
Yeah, quite a few.
And a lot of the big major ones, of course, we've already talked about come through right. here. You have to talk about being the mayor. You have to talk about the towns. And so, anglers, this is a part for your wives. So tell them about the home. So as you're driving down to the center of the home, center of the town, I mean, when I go through there, I'm like with my camera. I want to take pictures, everything. Talk about that.
Well, that's our gateway coming into the town, and that's the wow right. factor that people, you know, when you say Eufaula, if someone's been here, that's the first thing they mention, you know, because not everybody's a fisherman.
Right.
That's the first thing they mention is how beautiful our entryway is into the town, and there's old antebellum homes there, and it's just, you know, it's just historic, and
right.
all those houses are on the historic register. We have 700 properties on the National Historic Register.
Oh, hey.
And another cool thing that's about to happen, we have an old Bluff City Inn that's dilapidated looking there,
right?
And we've got Marriott coming in. And they're about to turn that into a boutique-style hotel. So,
really?
With a spa.
Wow.
A nice restaurant in it. A bar.
Right.
For adults.
Right.
And also also a nice coffee shop. It'll be
wow.
a 90-room hotel.
So wow.
right there in our historic downtown. And they're gonna it'll have all they're refurbishing it to be historic, so it'll be a nice place for when fishermen bring their wives. They're
yeah.
right there at downtown. There's a restaurant,
uh-huh.
They'll be able to go shopping, walk right out the door, and take a nice walk. We have a nice walking trail that borders the lake, the Yoho Miko walking trail, and you may see an eagle and different, you know, all kind of different beautiful plants and things like that. And it's within walking distance of that hotel.
Wow.
And we're working on an old theater there. An old burned out theater, and the marquee will be back in a few weeks and be lit up, and we're going to turn that into an outdoor venue.
Really?
We'll probably even have
some. Cool?
We'll have some tournament meetings there. We can have some downtown tournament meetings there when we get back to
right.
meeting again. So that'll be cool.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So you do have some statues left, right?
Oh,
the one at the light.
Oh,
the,
yeah.
That the center of town or not?
Yeah,
it's a stoplight there.
Yeah, you know,
so is that the center of town?
Yeah, Eufaula is unique. It's, you know, it's 72 square miles for a town of 12,000 people. So
right.
My previous predecessors in the mayor's office were like Roman conquerors. They kept annexing stuff.
Yeah,
in.
Right.
So a town normally of this size would have, you know, 12, 15 acres. I mean, right. Not acres, but square miles.
Right.
So anyhow, it's a big little city.
Right. So, and the statue now, tell them a little bit.
Well, the statues, we still have some Confederate statues. Uh-huh. And then we have a World War II doughboy. We have a Vietnam memorial. We have a World War II memorial.
Uh-huh.
And then also we have there's a big, giant, beautiful Baptist church sits right there in town with big columns. It was built back in the 1800s, and the founder, the preacher that founded that, we have a statue of him on another road there. So they're pretty.
Do you think they're going to build a statue of you like down there somewhere? Look, he was the mayor. There's. Be like, and you can be holding a fish, like a fish in one hand and, you know, like some dollar bills in the other, you know, that's what your statue would be
well,
like.
Yeah, well, we get that new restaurant and that hotel built, I might get a statue. that old hotel's been closed since the 60s, so we're going to turn it into a great place to visit.
Tell them, we'll go back to the fishing part. Tell them about ramps and places where they can put in. So we're talking about ease of going. Where can the fishermen go? And if there's is there a cost to put in at places like that?
Okay, so Lake Point has two amazing ramps, and there's a cost there. The city has two ramps, one at Old Creek Town and one at Barber Creek, where that new restaurant's going to be. And both of those are free ramps. Those are both real nice facilities, well lit at night. I've paved them and they're really nice. And
what's the parking situation for trailers, for the guys parking when they come unload their trailer? And
oh, it's great.
How many boat trailers you think
in
each
one? You can
get
comfortably there about 40.
40?
Good size. About 40. And I'll probably be expanding that a little bit more. We also have a little park area there where you can sit out there on a picnic table and eat your lunch or whatever. On to the south, we have Chanehatchee Creek, which is a core ramp.
Okay.
And there's a cost associated with launching there. And also White Oak Creek, Thomas Mill Creek has a ramp. It's free. And then Hartridge Creek has a ramp. There's plenty of ramps are not a problem. And if you go north, you have Hatchachubby Creek up there, and it's got a nice ramp. It's also a core ramp. I think it's a pay ramp also. And Bluff Creek has a ramp, and that's just on the Alabama side. So there's plenty of ramps over on the Georgia side also.
Right. And once you travel so far, you've gone into another time zone. Is that right?
You've not very far. Uh-huh. As a matter of fact, you have to caution fishermen that have cell phones if they're out, because sometimes they pick up a tower in Georgia and it changes the time. So always set your time on God's time, central time, when you come to Eufaula.
That's a great tip for anglers right there.
Yeah, if you're fishing a tournament on Lake Eufaula and you're fishing out of on the Alabama side,
right?
Most all the Alabama tournaments are on Alabama time. So that time change has gotten some guys over the years.
I'll bet. Has it ever gotten you? No.
No.
You wouldn't admit it anyway, right?
Well, yeah, I would. I've done other crazy stuff. Not smart stuff, but not that. But you see some really good guys that have gotten tangled up on that deal.
Right.
And they're pretty upset about it. So
you have a hummingbird shirt on. Of course, this is the home of Hummingbird. You follow Alabama.
Right.
So their facilities are here?
Right. They're owned by Johnson Outdoors, and it was born here. Tom Mann was involved. He named the Hummingbird because of the old flashers, you know, he thought that it sounded like a hummingbird's wings.
So
that's how it got its name. And of course now it's a long ways from the old flashers, what they build there now, and they're just they're in expansion right now. I talked to the plant manager this morning, and they're fixing to hire 45 more people, which is great for the city. They already employ over 250 people there.
Wow, and, big plant.
Oh yes, yeah. They're actually expanding the plant right now. So, so it's a great company. You know, they've got great products, and they've got some really cool new stuff.
That's right.
I'm enjoying the Mega 360.
Right.
And of course the Helix and the Solix, and they keep upgrading and upgrading them. They've got this Mega Live coming.
Yeah, we know.
Mega Live. I can't wait for that one. Mega Live.
We're waiting. Everyone's waiting to see what's happening.
Yeah. I think they're talking about April. So that'll be interesting to see. They won't let me see one.
They don't let anyone see it. But
I was looking through the windows up there. Yeah, they wouldn't let me in the plant.
Fogged up. So that takes us to Tackle Time. Tackle Time is sponsored by Pico Lures. And Pico Lures, of course, they have a full line of tackle and products that you need to catch fish with. Crankbaits, everything. Crankbaits, their crankbaits catch everything. Crappie, people pull them for crappie, push them. And they got topwater, all that stuff. So check them out at picolures.com. And our other sponsor is Smith Products. And this week, of course, we have a very long 7-inch blade. So we were talking about crappie fishing. And basically, it's a 7-inch blade. It's made with 420 stainless blade, and so it's extremely sharp. It's a 7-inch blade, so more than likely you're going to be filleting some big crappie, you know, those big 2-pound, 3-pound crappie you might have down here. But make sure you go to smithproducts.com and you can check out all their stuff. Jack, if they wanted to find out more about coming down to the bass capital of the world, I feel like I should say the bass capital of the world. Where would they come? How would they know where to go?
Our chamber does an excellent job. Okay. We have an excellent tourism director there, Ann Sparks. They can just log on to Eufaula Barber Chamber.
com. All right, sounds good.
Easy to find.
We appreciate you being on the show.
Yes, sir.
And
my pleasure.
We're going to take it off with a little music.